Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we are with Mike Zello. He is with Teen Challenge, and he's going to talk a little bit about what they've been doing in the community, and just the kind of impact that they make is just amazing. And so I'm excited for you guys to hear everything that they have going on. So without further ado, Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
Good. It's good to have you here.
It's good to be had.
Let's start off with what is Teen Challenge?
Okay, so what it is, and the name at times doesn't mix.
Yeah.
Well, it's gotten so big. I mean, it started in 1958, and it started by a man named David Wilkerson, who left his church, small church in Pennsylvania, after reading Time magazine. Cover story about a gang murder in New York. He felt like God was calling him to New York City, a place he had never even visited before. So it was really a radical deal.
Yeah.
Ended up convincing his wife to allow him to go down for weeks at a time and then travel back and forth. So him working with the gangs and then realizing that a lot of them didn't have a loving home environment at all, not even close to a loving home environment. And some of them didn't have a home at all. And so out of that, out of his heart, and doing a lot of street work, he decided to purchase a home, a large home. And it was initially for young teen boys.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's grown, and then it grew out of that to young teen girls. Oh. And then it grew out of that for young men, like 18 to 25. And then grew out of that for women, you know, young women. And now it's everything, women and children, you know, you name it. But because Teen Challenge grew exponentially, a name change has never been appropriate. It's not even appropriate now because many Teen Challenge centers are just for teens. It just so happens that, you know, the ministry the Lord has called me to has been to younger adult men.
Okay.
It's my heart has always been for the young man who's 18, 19, 20, who's floundering.
You know,
maybe dropped out of high school. He just can't seem to get his act together and his life together. A chance to save him, right, before he becomes something he doesn't want to become.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've worked with many men who struggle with addiction for years and years and years and seen the Lord set them free. And so, but it's much easier to stop somebody from going down the wrong road than to turn them once they've bitten down the long road of addiction.
Yeah.
And so Teen Challenge has morphed into residential homes all over the world, like 800 now all over the world, for people mainly who struggle with life-controlling problems. And, of course, drugs and alcohol being the number one.
Yeah. Okay, so how did you come to be involved with
How I came to be involved is basically the story of my life. So my mom and dad were interning with David Wilkerson in 1959.
Okay.
Both had volunteered from separate colleges, met and fell in love while they were interning for David Wilkerson. Mm-hmm. And he blessed their relationship. They ended up getting married, but because their first experience in ministry was Teen Challenge. It was this exciting time. Teen Challenge was being birthed. David Wilkerson was a very powerful man. My parents just wanted to do this. So when they graduated from college, they had an opportunity to pioneer Teen Challenges all over the country.
Oh, wow.
My parents pioneered Teen Challenge in Miami, where my sister was born, San Francisco, where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was always from the East Coast, and there came an opportunity to pioneer the first Teen Challenge in Washington, D.C. So when I was 4 years old, which would be 49 years ago, my mom and dad started Teen Challenge in Washington, D.C. So I was raised up in it.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, Teen Challenge just gets in your blood. It just sort of got in my blood as a teenager. I saw this excitement, all these people getting set free. It's just an exciting place to be. People are constantly coming to Christ. When I got out of school, Cindy and I got married, it was just almost like my mom and dad. It was straight to Teen Challenge.
Yeah.
And it's been Teen Challenge for 34 years. So it's been Teen Challenge up there in Washington. And then 15 years ago, we had a chance to pioneer in Northern Virginia. So we moved our family down here and started Teen Challenge in Fredericksburg area.
Okay. Wow. So yeah. You've kind of had it, you know, like you said, just it's been there your whole life.
My entire life has been the ministry of Teen Challenge. As long as I can remember, I've seen God setting people who struggle with addiction free.
So yeah.
It's exciting. And that's why I'm still doing it. That's why I'm here today. It's rare to be in a ministry, especially in America, where people are constantly coming to faith.
Yeah.
It's just exciting. And to be around new Christians all the time, baby Christians that are excited, that are hungry, that have been set free from chemical dependency, and just to be around that all the time is just fun to me. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to do it for the rest of my life.
There you go.
Whether it's here, Africa, somewhere, I'm going to do it the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because it's just an exciting ministry, and the Lord has used us, and we love it.
Yeah. All right. So, because like you said, people are constantly coming to Christ. So,
yeah.
Obviously information that you can share from this, what's kind of the day-to-day operations there? Because I believe you guys have a ranch, don't you?
Yeah, well, we have two larger properties right now. You know, Beauty for Ashes Women's and Children's mm-hmm. Home, which is amazing and exciting and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To have babies and, you know, babies being born, and it's just, that's fun. We also have a ranch in Southern Stafford County.
Okay.
Near Geico off 17.
Yeah.
And, you know, the day-to-day is different. But it's a combination of work on the ranch, on and off the ranch, and class. We have 30 hours of study time a week, mm-hmm. mandatory. So there is a curriculum. In order to graduate Teen Challenge, you have to complete the curriculum. And it is a year long, so it's a long commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is something that, you know, you would need for addiction.
Well, you know, if you've been doing drugs for a long time, you've been drinking for a long time, you build a house. And so our job is to take that house, tear it down all the way to the foundation, haul it off to the dump, which is a lot of fun, and slowly begin to rebuild a house based on faith and based on God's word. And that takes time, a lot of time.
Yeah. So.
You wanted a story.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
A story. So yeah. I've been thinking, one popped into my head. So one of the interesting things about my life is three of our board members are former students
mm-hmm.
in our program.
Okay.
All three are very successful. Two own their own companies.
Wow.
All three have been drug and alcohol free for over 25 years.
That's awesome.
So if you stick around long enough, the students in your program have the authority to fire you. But just thinking about all three of these guys today, on my way here, I was, you know, because we're getting ready to have a board meeting, and I was just thinking about the day, you know, that I met them and how low they were. You know, at Teen Challenge, we meet people at their absolute lowest point in life. So there's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and sometimes we just sort of like two ships passing, we collide, then we never hear from someone again. But, you know, these three guys obviously have stayed close, got grateful. Two of them are grandparents. One of them's a great grandparent. Thinking about one of these young men, Gerald, who came to our program, was from West Virginia, was drafted. Mm-hmm. Vietnam, got hooked on heroin in Vietnam, you know, left the little West Virginia kid, came back to the United States, addicted to heroin. And when I met him, he was a 17-year heroin addict, IV user, which is very rare. The average IV heroin user lives less than 10 years from the first time they ever shoot heroin.
Oh, wow.
And so meeting him was somewhat of a miracle. He had already beat the odds. I think he was close to 40 at the time. Just a disaster. I remember the first day I ever met him, I was just like, I just felt like it was going to be hopeless. You know, I felt like here's an old drug addict, but, you know, he'll never change.
Yeah.
And now He travels all over the world. He's a full-time evangelist. He's so good and so popular that he's booked 2 years in advance. So if you want him to come preach in your church now, you're looking at 2020, and that's the truth.
Wow.
He literally travels all over the world. And the irony is he ended up living in Fredericksburg, Virginia. He lives here, which is really interesting.
Oh, wow.
Because when we met, it was in D.C. You know, the other two guys are just family men, guys that own their own companies that are just doing very well financially. Their children have never known them as addicts. Their grandchildren have never known them as addicts. When they came to us, they were young men. God set them free, and they've never gone back. And, you know, to be in a room with these three guys at the same time, there's this just sense of gratefulness, but also God's power to change lives. It's just absolutely remarkable. And, you know, I tell this to pastors all the time, because I've been in full-time ministry a long time now, and I just feel like if you hang around long enough, you know, if you just show up, people always say, what's the key? If you just show up and hang around long enough and create this environment where God can move, even in your church, even in your whatever ministry you're a part of, if you just hang around long enough, just show up, put your shoulder to the plow, and let God do the work, amazing things happen.
Yeah.
Amazing things happen. And so that kind of longevity, you wake up one day, you're in your 50s, you know, and you're bored. Our former guys used to be on drugs, so it's pretty cool. And not all of my board members used to be in my program, but three have, and I just think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And I loved how you opened that up. It's just, you know, there's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an encouraging statement for you.
Yeah, I mean, we meet people at their lowest point. Many of the young men and the young women that we deal with are very close to death.
Oh, wow.
They're close to suicide. They're close to overdosing. I'm sure people who are listening to this are familiar with what's going on in our culture right now. It doesn't matter where I go to speak, what little town, you look at the front page of the paper and it's talking about overdose death of young people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to have been in this for so long and to be fighting this war on drugs, which we're not winning, and then to see just all of a sudden we come into this season of opiate addiction and heroin abuse and fentanyl abuse, prescription drug abuse that has caused so much death in very, very young people is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking and very sad. But at the same time, you know, those are the young people that we're helping right now. And for us, we know, I mean, I know for a fact that probably half the young men in my program right now would be dead if it wasn't for Teen Challenge.
Yeah.
So
and you
we're
never
saving
know.
Lives. We're literally saving lives. And in the case of Beauty for Ashes, we're saving the lives of those babies from the pregnant women that come into our program.
Yeah. And you never know who God's going to bring to your doors.
No, that's the other thing. That's the other, you know, just the thing that we don't advertise, but we always seem to have a waiting list. Our beds are always pretty much full. And, you know, you literally never know.
Yeah.
Be a doctor's kid, a lawyer's kid, someone from the street. You don't know. Rich, poor, doesn't matter. Black, white, it doesn't matter. And that's also exciting.
Yeah.
Because Teen Challenge is truly a dichotomy of humanity. I mean, good grief. You talk about a melting pot. And then you throw everybody together, you know, in one property. It's pretty cool. It's like a brotherhood. Many times I've heard guys in Teen Challenge go all the way through, describe it as almost like a foxhole experience, almost like war.
Yeah.
So there is a brotherhood. I mean, you are going through a spiritual warfare with the guy in the bed next to you, you know?
Yeah.
And lifelong friendships are made if you do the whole year together. I mean, think about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We got saved together, healed together, delivered together. We were both in Teen Challenge. I mean, some guys stay friends for life. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know? For those of our listeners who maybe have a family member struggling with addiction or who are struggling with addiction themselves, what advice would you give them to maybe take that step?
Yeah.
And I guess either join the waiting list or find help somewhere.
You know, addiction is certainly a process, and anybody who thinks they have addiction down pat, is not being truthful. Addiction is extremely complex because humanity is extremely complex. People are extremely complex. And so whether you're at the very beginning of your process, the middle, or you feel like you're coming to the end, I just want to encourage you that there's places to go. There's, you know, our place, other places. Pick up the phone and call. Find us on the web at teenchallengeva.org. And if we don't have space, we'll find a place for you. For the family member, you know, my heart really goes out to the family members because there's this sense of helplessness. And there's a lot of enabling that goes on in our culture right now, and it's unnecessary. It doesn't have to be that way. And so, you know, you can reach out to us, and we'll put you in touch with other programs that will help with parenting and how to say no and to figure out parameters if you have an addict in your life, especially living in your home, because that can be extremely stressful. And so, you know, if you're struggling with addiction today, you need to listen to this. You need to pick up the phone. You need to call 540-286-2377 and say, I'm struggling with addiction. Can I talk to somebody? And we'll be there for you.
Okay. Now, I know Beauty for Ashes has like a garden.
Yeah, we do
that
too.
They do.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah. Oh, so you guys do
well,
too?
Well, yeah, it's two farms. Yeah, we have a full garden. We have a huge garden. We have a John Deere tractor.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, one of the things that we try to do, and this may just be a small thing, but it's meaningful if you've been around addiction a long time. So the young men that come to us are depleted. And the women that come to us are depleted nutritionally. And so we have gardens, large gardens, both ministries, and we try to eat healthy. We try to introduce healthy living, exercise, and try to just build a body back up from all the chemicals that have been dumped in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's really cool. We actually use it as an outreach because our garden is so big at the men's home.
Oh, wow.
That we give a lot of vegetables away. Okay. We sell some, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're ever rolling down Poplar Road in the middle of the summer, pull on in and get some cucumbers.
Yeah, that's actually sounds really nice.
Yeah,
just to be able to get the fresh vegetables. And
the properties are beautiful, and we have all these young men. We have got to put them to work.
Yeah.
Get them out there.
So other than this garden, what other things do you guys do for community outreach?
Oh, my goodness. Community outreach gets overwhelming for us because we get so many requests. But, you know, we get a lot of requests for help from churches to do certain things. We do street stuff. I mean, we're out there. We'll take the guys. We'll go out. We, you know, it's more than just this inward program. We want young people that have come to faith to go ahead and start putting some of that into practice. And so there's always opportunity. There's too much opportunity for us. We have to say no a lot because people are always wanting, you know, hey, Teen Challenge, yeah, come up with, especially with doing outreach. So, but we try to do as much as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are coming close to our time. So what are some ways that either our listeners can get involved, whether it be through just general help or things like that? And also, again, with, you know, if they're struggling with addiction.
Right. Well, that, you know, the million-dollar question is, how do you fund this monster? And I'll call it a monster because there's two sides to every ministry. There's the ministry side, and there's the administration side, the monster side. And the monster side's expensive, just to be blunt. I mean, you cannot have a residential program without great insurance. And it's expensive to have. Think about how much it costs to spend one night in the hospital.
Mm.
And so now think about a year
in
a place like ours. So we rely heavily on the faith community because we're a faith program.
Yeah.
And so if you care about people who struggle with addiction, you care about children, pregnant women, young men, then this is a great cause to give to because we're saving lives.
Yeah.
And I know PER knows all about this. Take us through and meet our budget needs.
Yeah.
So pray for us.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking that question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
Definitely. It. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being
appreciate
on the show
it.
Today.
Thank you. Bless you.
As he said, you can go on to teenchallengeva.org. You can check out Beauty for Ashes. You can check out the Men's Ranch. Get a little more information about them. Find out how you can get involved. If you know a loved one or if you yourself are struggling with addiction, then this is a great place to check out and go to find help. Addiction is a tether, and you know, it's a tether that you want to break. And I can tell you from firsthand, I may not have experienced that, but just from seeing the guys from Teen Challenge and just talking with Cindy and Mike, this is a really good ministry. So, you know, if you're struggling with that, or you know someone who is, then this is a good place. So go ahead and give them a go ahead and check them out. Again, teenchallengeva.org. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, just if you have an idea for a ministry that you would like to hear featured on the show, you can always give us a call, or you can email me at josh@positivehits.org. And I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to get suggestions from you guys of what you would like to hear, and because it's things that are relevant to you guys, our audience, and I want to be able to make sure that what you're hearing on the show, and we all do this, we want to make sure that what you're hearing is relevant to you and something that you take interest in. So if you have any ideas of things you'd like to hear, then just let us know. We'd love to hear stories from you guys. If PER has helped you in any way or blessed you, then we'd love for you to hear from you guys, and we'd love to pray for you. So give us a call at the office, email us, we'd love it. So, well, that's about all the time we have for today. So I hope everyone has a great day. Stay safe on the roads, and thank you all for listening.